there's these signs that we get all the time. This way, that way, this way, that way. You go here, you go there. And life is like that.
Hello, this is Mark Black. I just wanted to thank you for joining us in this series entitled Living Out Love. The world is confused about love and human relationships. And until we understand love, we will never understand God, who is love. Join us as we examine this topic so that the world may know us by our love. And may we live in the power of God as we journey through this life.
Today's scripture is Proverbs chapter 16, verses 16 through 20. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to choose understanding rather than silver. The highway of the upright avoids evil. He who guards his way guards his life. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit and among the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that fills us, encourages us, strengthens us, helps us. And now, Lord, we pray that the word of God will reach to our heart and that you keep Satan from snatching that word of God out of our heart. For, Lord, we know that he is roaming to and fro and he is seeking whom he may devour. But, Lord, we know that with your word we stand firm. With your word and your spirit, we are strong. And so, Lord, I pray that you fill me, strengthen me, and Father, I pray that your word will go forth to give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, this has been a kind of a hard week, and I had a funeral for my cousin this week, and he knew the Lord, and he's kind of an interesting person. He and I got to be close later on in life because he was a little bit older than me, than the other cousins that I had. But I'm going to mention him here in just a little bit. I want you to take a look at a picture here, okay? Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. Now, we're wondering about how to live out our love. And that's what love is defined as here in that Corinthian chapter 13. Now, I want you to see something else too. See right there? That person is called Irv Gordon. And do you know what Irv did? He traveled 3 million miles in that car. 3 million miles. You see, in 2002, Gordon appeared on the Today Show. He had made a world record of two million miles on his odometer of his cherry red. Anybody know what that is? Nope. 1966 Volvo. It's a Volvo. 11 years later, this retired science teacher, which I figured he's probably retired, from Long Island, New York, was back on the Today Show. And he had put another million miles on his car to make it 3 million miles. If Gordon's 1966 Volvo P1800 were a space shuttle, he would have made 6 round trips between the earth and the moon. Isn't that interesting? I want to get back to that because we spend a lot of time on the road of life. And I want to get back to that. But right now, I want to mention my first point. It's an interesting thing that Paul had to talk to the Corinthian church because they were really confused. They had things all messed up. about what love was. They had church messed up. They had worship messed up. In fact, they argued about who was the greatest. And they argued about things so badly that lawsuits were being done among the believers. There was even sexual immorality going on that they were proud of. They were boasting of. They had marriage all confused. They even had the Lord's Supper all confused. They had a big love feast, and man, they gorged themselves, and they forgot about what this table is all about. You see, they were confused on the roles of men and women. They were confused about spiritual gifts. They said, my gift is the best gift. And I'm more important than you are because I have this gift. They were confused about love. And they were confused about the resurrection. And they needed to understand love and how to live it out. Well, they boasted of their own worldly wisdom. They boasted of their intelligence. And the church was suffering immensely. They were splintered. They were divided. Pride would not allow them to submit to God Almighty and the teachings of the apostles. In fact, they even argued over who was the best apostle. And some argued that Paul, well, he's not the best apostle. He wasn't there at the very beginning. They were on the wrong road. You know, sometimes we get on the wrong road. And this passage of Scripture talks about, secondly, the highway of the upright. That's a road you need to be on. Yep. And also, Beechwood Christian Church on Easton. That's another one. And like I mentioned, I had a funeral for my cousin, and I realized that he was an individual that most of my cousins go down to Florida. And sometimes when they go on a trip, it kind of looks like that. Have you ever seen that? How many of you have had your vacations already? Anybody? How many are going to go on vacation? How many of you can't afford vacation? Okay. All right. You're kind of like us, all right? But there's these signs that we get all the time. This way, that way. You go here, you go there. And life is like that. You know, my cousin, he worked for Superior Paving and Materials. And he was a field supervisor that worked with the excavating part. He didn't like the asphalt end of it. He says, no, I don't like the asphalt. I'll do the supervision and getting the excavating done. And so I just kind of tried to figure out how many paved roads there are in the United States of America, and I found there were 2,734,102 miles of paved public roads in the United States, with an additional 1,324,245 miles of unpaved roads. And I said, that's pretty precise. And then I read the next article. It said, nope, it's wrong. There's 8 million roads. Well, you know what? There's a million roads for us to take in life, isn't there? And the world's telling us what roads to take. But we need to understand the roads that are in the Bible. You see, like this highway, and I like highways. They're nice. In fact, did you realize that Paul was converted on the road to Damascus? Jesus appeared to him in a light and struck him down. And do you remember the name of the street that he went when he went to Damascus to stay? Straight Street. I like that road too. I like it. And according to Revelation 21, the great street in heaven is paved with pure gold. I made a joke about my cousin. I said he wasn't into asphalt, but I could see him scraping that, saying, I could get into that. And in Proverbs 16, we find this highway. The highway of the upright. And it says, if you take that highway of the upright, you avoid evil. It avoids evil. In fact, when you look at Proverbs 16, 17 and 18, you read that carefully. It says, the highway of the upright avoids evil. He who guards his way guards his life. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. You know, I'm convinced there's some things that can keep us off of the highway of life. And one of those things is pride. One of those things is pride. Do you like this? Yeah. Boy, I wonder, how many roads must a man walk down before he admits he's lost? Carol was going to get me one of those shirts. I don't like to ask for directions, okay? And you know what? When you examine that, it's a pride issue, isn't it? I know what to do. Oh, really? Okay. Let's wait till we get lost and then you'll finally ask. Well, in Proverbs 16, verse 5, we find this. The Lord detests the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. You know, the King James Version, if you have that in the King James, it says that it's an abomination to the Lord. An abomination, that's a strong word. And you ask yourself, why is that? Why is pride such an abomination? Because Satan. Satan had pride in himself. He had envy that we mentioned last week. His beauty made him arrogant. And he thought he was better than God. And that sin originates in Satan himself. No wonder the Lord detests the proud of heart. And look at the destruction that Satan has done with that sin. Pride. Well, pride also destroys relationships. Pride can make people refuse and admit that when they're wrong. They can live the rest of their lives separated from family because they won't apologize. They won't admit when they're wrong. You know, I've seen divorces take place over an ashtray. An ashtray. Well, you grabbed that ashtray. No, I didn't. Well, you threw it. No, I didn't. And I wanted to say, just say you did it, okay? Forget it. And the divorce took place. Well, thirdly, there's an outcome that happens with pride. And in that Proverbs 16, 18, and 19, it says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. By the way, a haughty spirit is a prideful spirit. But man, that pride has gone into the person's spirit. It has been absorbed. And how sad that is. And it goes on to say, better to be lowly in spirit and among the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. Pride goes before the destruction. Pride destroys. An arrogant spirit makes a person fall. And he said, better to be humble and oppressed than to have all the riches that pride could give you. There's a second part to that Proverbs 16:5, and it says, the Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished. Wow. They will not go unpunished. You know, sometimes we spend our time, we're going to get even for what they did. You know, we're going to get even. That's just the way it's going to be. And we've better learn to say, God will take care of things. God knows the heart, doesn't he? Sometimes we get confused on that, but God knows the heart. He's going to take care of things. They will not go unpunished. James spoke a lot about pride and boasting. He says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you do not have, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask of God. Maybe they're afraid to ask of God because when they express it to God, they see how foolish they are. And when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Do you not think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit He caused to live in us envies intensely? But listen to this. But He gives us more grace. That's why the Scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. And James also said this. In James 4. Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we go to this city or that city and spend a year there, carry on business, make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. Where is your life? You are a mist that appears for a while, a little while, and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. It was Paul who said he would boast in one thing. He said this in Galatians, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. If we're going to brag, if we're going to boast, let's boast about Jesus and what he has done. Well, Jesus made this observation. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You know what that means? That means we submit to our Lord. That our spirit, our will, may always submit to His. And that His will be done. Yeah, there is a reward for being humble. There is no place for boasting and pride in the Christian life. Boasting and pride is not the way of love. And it's not the way of God. For God is love. Proverbs 16:20. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers. And blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Are you trusting in the Lord? You see, we can talk about church all the time, but what is your relationship with Jesus? Where do you stand with Him? Are you trusting in Him? Or are you trusting in whatever? Where's your pride? Take that road, if you would, that leads to the cross. Take it. It leads to salvation. For the blood of Jesus Christ covers your sins. And you kneel and admit that Jesus is Lord. Every tongue is going to say that. That Jesus is Lord. And the way of the cross will lead you to home. Let's pray together. As I pray, I'm going to ask the group to come. And let's pray. Father God, we thank you that we have been here today. Lord, if there's pride in our heart or boasting, please, Father, work on our lives to bring that down. I pray that everyone here has a relationship with you, and that they are born again through the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to serve you. We don't want to play church. Father, we want to have a relationship with you. And there may be those here today, Lord, that have never made that relationship. They need to forget their pride. There may be those who need prayer. Lord, we pray for them. There may be those, Father, that need a place to worship you and need a place to serve. And I thank you, Lord, for the road that you have brought Carol and I to here. I thank you for my brothers and sisters. And I pray that you may work in the hearts of others that may not know you, so that they may have the greatest joy they could ever experience. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our weekly podcast. We hope that you will join us for worship at Beechwood Christian Church, located at 12950 Easton Street, Northeast, Alliance, Ohio. You can find more information about our church on the website at www.beechwoodchristian.org. Our Bible study begins at 9:30 a.m. Sundays, and our worship service begins at 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Please join us, and once again, thank you for listening. May God bless you and your family. May we look for the coming of the King. Come, Lord Jesus.